and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The search for a Siberian passenger plane that went missing in the far east of Russia has ended. Here's BBC reporter Olga Malchevska.
Rescue workers have found the plane. Unfortunately, it looks like there was a plane crash. And according to the latest data by the RIA Novosti, which is Russian state agency, 43 passengers on the plane, including 5 children, and they also say about 6 crew members.
The plane operated by a Siberian company had dropped off radar screens near the Chinese border. Columbia University has agreed to pay a $221 million settlement to the Trump administration. This restores research funding the administration had pulled over accusations involving anti-Semitism and DEI initiatives. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Columbia was always more willing to negotiate with the Trump administration, unlike Harvard, which raised First Amendment and academic freedom objections that has resulted in an ongoing lawsuit. This settlement with Columbia may serve as a template for Harvard and other universities.
It was an emotional scene in a Boise, Idaho courtroom as victims' family and friends lashed out at Brian Koberger. He previously admitted killing 4 University of Idaho college students. Correspondent Andres Gutierrez tells us Koberger was sentenced to life with a central question unresolved.
There is some relief given that Koberger will spend the rest of his life in prison, but he was given that one shot to address the court, to express remorse, to apologize to these families, to perhaps explain why he did this, but chose not to do so.
3 different judges issued rulings yesterday in the case of Kilmar Obrego Garcia, who had been mistakenly deported and then returned, WTOP's Terry King reports.
A judge in Nashville first ordered Obrego Garcia's release, saying prosecutors failed to show he was dangerous or likely to flee. Shortly after that, Judge Paul Azzini's in Maryland immediately barred ICE from detaining or deporting him and ordered him restored to federal supervision in Baltimore. And finally, Judge Barbara Holmes in Tennessee issued a 30-day pause on Obrego Garcia's release, a compromise both sides agreed to, giving the courts time to sort out next steps in this politically charged case. Tariq King for CBS News, Washington.
Nintendo Switch 2 system is flying off the shelves.
In some ways, this isn't a surprise. Nintendo's devices often draw a lot of attention because of beloved characters like Mario, Zelda, and Donkey Kong, but also because the original Switch, which came out nearly a decade ago, has been such a major success.
Tech contributor Ian Schur, this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be talking about K-12 public education in this state from the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference in Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2-4.
Hey, Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what a night. This is going to be fun. Great to have you with me. We are coming to you live from beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, our state's capital. I will be here through the week. And Conrad is holding down the fort back in Green Bay. Have you seen anybody there today? Is it strange being there? Or is Eliza around or somebody?
I haven't seen anyone.
Oh, you just have the whole place to yourself, don't you?
It's Keggers.
You're a little too young.
The last 3 days.
Great to have you with me tonight, folks. As I mentioned, I'm live in Madison. Conrad is up in Green Bay. Aaron Sommers is sticking around for a few minutes, as he often does here in Madison. It's great to have you here as well, buddy. How you doing, Aaron?
Doing pretty well. I mean, when I have the studio to myself here, I usually clip my toenails over the soundboard, but that's just me.
Which soundboard?
Yes.
Okay, I said which soundboard?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay, well, you got a lot of toenails.
I mean, I have 10.
That's a horrible way to start the show. I cannot believe now people are thinking. I mean, you have great feet. I will say that, but the toenail thing. I'm sorry.
He gave me an idea.
But great,
now.
Thank you. What's that?
I said he gave me an idea. Now I'm going to do it over your chair.
I never touched that sunboard.
I'm going to do it over your chair, not the soundboard. So when you come back. There's just a pile.
I always check everything, too. The people in Green Bay that work at that station are not the most hygienic group, so I always check anyway. But thank you to both you guys. Hey, we've got Frank Anderson tonight, folks. Frank will be here at 6:35. He is the founder of Wisconsinology.com, a really fun guest who we have on from time to time discussing. Frank has this unique ability where he can tie anything that's ever happened since the history of time to Wisconsin. Wisconsin is the center of the universe as far as Frank Anderson is considered. So it'll be fun. Frank always has great Wisconsin stories. Wisconsinology.com is a great follow, a great checkout. If you're so inclined, check it out. He's got fun, weird stories there, historical stories, celebrities from Wisconsin, great sports stories. It's all at Wisconsinology.com. And we'll be talking about Davy Crockett and a mob hit that Frank tied to Wisconsin that is interesting. So we'll do all that at 6:35 with our pal Frank. And then at 7:35, buckle up, folks. I know we just had, when was it, Conrad, that we had Kalen on last? Was it early June?
It was last time you were in Madison.
Okay. About a week ago Tuesday then. We had, Kalen was here and she is so fun. She performed a couple songs. She's about to drop a new single and she said, Pete, you are kind of a big shot in show business. I want to come on your show and give your listeners a sneak preview of her new song. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something to that effect. Kalen will be here at 7:35, and we are going to get a listen to her new song 2 days before it drops. So that will be fun. She'll be here at in studio, which will be fun too. And Aaron, are you going to stick? You're not sticking around for the whole show. You said you're going to go eat.
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
Okay. But would it kill you to bring a sack lunch?
I should have. That would have been a smart choice.
Yeah, whatever. You've earned it, buddy. All right, so, Con, I thought it would be fun tonight I was just on John and Gordy. Mm-hmm. I was a guest because they were filling in for Maggie Dawn. I'm filling in for Maggie Dawn too, but I spell her name differently. I spell it Maggie, D-A-W-N. It's the dawn of a new Maggie here. It's 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. So
it's also a soap.
Could that catch on? Dawn soap, yes.
I use it for washing my dishes.
Thank God you said dishes. I think she's good to stick with D-A-U-N, Maggie Dawn. So Maggie will be back tomorrow. John and Gordy will be on tomorrow at their normal time. But it was fun to hang out with those guys. And they helped me promote Conrad, my OnlyFans page, which is starting to get traction. You know what I think we should do? I'm obviously joking. Although I do think, I was just telling Zomers this before. I guarantee you there's a market for people who want to watch a middle-aged guy change his clothes, do his dishes, you know, look at his phone, whatever. People are so bored and will look at anything. So what I thought could be fun, and Conrad, I need your okay on this. I would never, you know, volunteer you for this, but you and I should both set up OnlyFans page and see who gets more followers.
You know what? I think I'm okay on that. I don't think
he's
I'll
blushing.
Sign.
I don't Thomas, think he's blushing.
I don't think I'll sign up for that.
There's a market for everything. People are freaks.
I know. This is radio. What are we doing here? Let's have some fun. So anyway, that was fun. And it was great to be with those guys. John and Gordy are so much fun. We've got a great question, Conrad. I'm very excited. Conrad Krieger,
mm-hmm.
The K-Man, is behind tonight's question of the night. So let's give this question the best chance to succeed, and let's go right to your Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Where does up north start in Wisconsin? This comes by way of Conrad's family, actually, I should say. Conrad didn't even take credit for this. He's crediting his family for our question tonight, which is, where does up north start in our state? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I kind of teased this a little bit when I was on with those guys right before the top of the hour, and I think Portage, Wisconsin, claims to be the start of northern Wisconsin. John was raised in Milwaukee. He said anything north of 94. I think that's a bit much. I'm definitely up north. I'm in the Marinette area. But what do you think, folks? What do you, the listener, think? Where does up north start in Wisconsin? Text us on the app. Text us on the stream. You could check us out on YouTube, Facebook, or X, and leave us a stream comment or the old-fashioned 855-752-4842. We will read your text on the radio. So we had we went out last night, Conrad. You missed it.
Oh.
I got so drunk, and I was only drinking club soda. It took about 75 of them for me just to get a buzz.
That's quite a hefty bill for club soda.
it was free. They ran out.
Hey, you know what, Zomers? they ran out of tonic. Remember the bartender? I said, he looks like he's up to no good. He was putting my credit card in as I was cashing out. He's giving me the side eye, like doing one of these. If you're watching on the stream, you can see my brilliant acting. And then you said, well, maybe he thinks you're up to no good. Guess who I saw today at Chipotle?
Was it that bartender?
The bartender.
Ooh.
Way over on the west side. And here's what is even stranger. I said, hey, weren't you bartending at Paul's last night? He goes, yep. Like, nothing. I know we're in the same town, but Madison's not a tiny town. That's kind of a coincidence, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
I would expect he'd be like, yeah, how's it going? Or something, just, yep. Like, almost like he didn't want to be seen or recognized.
Well, I think
I don't know.
I think this all goes back to what you tipped him, you know?
No, listen, dude, I gave the guy a handsome tip. I bought Zomers and Todd. Pat Kreitlow left before I could buy him a drink. And he's a big drinker, so I don't want to spring for Pat. But it was like $12 and I tipped him like $5 because he scared me.
I wouldn't think that would be upsetting for any reason. So
I don't get it. It's just, you know, it wasn't like, you know what he might have thought? He might have thought, oh God, this guy's going to want to eat with me just because he was in Paul's club last night. You know?
Maybe.
I'm not that guy. You know?
Maybe he watches you on PBS and he's like, this guy again.
Get away from this guy. Oh God. Good stuff. So, all right, Frank Anderson at 6:35, Kalen Cole, the remarkably talented Kalen Cole at 7:35. We, you know, what's funny. I was talking to my daughter who was home for the summer, and did you guys do this when you went to college? She said they go play bingo. So she, we were talking about bingo, and at Stevens Point, they have these bingo games, and they're, you know, bingo's fun. You go with the group, it's a good time. And then the next day, somebody brought up bingo. They said, do you guys play bingo? And my daughter said, I played in college. Like it was a sport or something. Yeah, I was on the bingo team. Played a little bingo in college.
I can't say that was a thing where I went to school, although they did try to make it a thing during the pandemic where they were like, all right, we can't do any dorm activities because everyone has to stay in their rooms. So what we're going to do is have you all open your doors. We hand out sanitized, like, prepackaged bingo sheets and the stampers, and then we're going to call out the numbers, and then you just yell out into the hall when you get a bingo. It was weird, and we won a pizza, and they never gave it to us.
That is weird. Where did you go?
Lawrence University in
Appleton. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, that's a great school. You paid beaucoup de dollars to go there.
Yeah.
What years were you there, if you don't mind? If that's too personal, you don't have to answer that. But
2017 to 2021, but I did not graduate because, you know, going during the pandemic and playing a trombone while wearing two face masks, one with a hole in the middle, and you pull down the one without a hole so you can play your trombone through the one with the hole, and you have a cover over the bell, and you can only have like six people in the room anyway. It was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this right now.
I don't blame you. They wouldn't even let you blow into the trombone without a mask?
Nope.
It seems like if you want, it's your trombone. If you want to give your trombone COVID, you should be allowed to do that.
Well, you are blowing spit through it everywhere. Right. So
that's true. My cousin Brian Murphy went there. That's why I was asking. I think he was there before you. Son of Pat Murphy, no relation. Dodgers or the Dodgers manager, the Brewers manager. I think they're tied now, right, Conrad? The Cubs and the Brewers are tied again.
No, the Cubs lost today and the Brewers won.
Oh, did they really?
The Brewers won handsomely.
That's why I can't keep up with baseball. I just got this information last night. They've already played today, and now it's old news. Kind of ticks me.
Now the Brewers are back to first place in all of MLB.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah, it was fun watching that game. It's going to be the rest of the summer will be a blast. It's fun. That's when baseball is fun to me, is when there is a race for the pennant and it's close, because the games aren't, it's not like they're as exciting as football, but the actual race for the playoffs is a blast, I think. Do we have time to play that Barry Sanders clip, Conrad?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do that. This is Barry Sanders. And I just found this last night on Reels. He was such a class act. And they were asking him why he didn't go crazy or have a touchdown celebration. And I'm not against touchdown celebrations. I kind of like them when they're decent. But I also liked guys like Walter Payton, who would give the ball to the lineman to spike, or Barry Sanders. And this is what Barry Sanders had to say, famous Detroit Lion, about why he didn't do a crazy dance when he scored.
Why did you never feel the need to celebrate a score?
I thought after scoring, you know, a lot of times it takes a lot of energy. So I always thought, you know, I had done enough just by getting to the end zone, especially in the NFL. So there was, you know, and plus I'm not a great dancer anyway. But you know, there was nothing left to do, you know, but to hand the ball to the ref, you know, and put six points on the board.
That's a great answer. Loved Barry Sanders.
That guy laughed hysterically. Barry Sanders said that.
I mean, that was kind of funny. I know it was a little, that was a bit much, but, and Barry Sanders is a fine dancer. But our question of the night, folks, be part of the fun. Where does Up North start in Wisconsin? Let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. You can also text us on the stream or on the app. And Dave on the stream says the 45th parallel, which I think is also, isn't that a bar? So yeah, I guess we could start at a bar. What do you say, Conrad? This is your family, you know, that came up with this question.
I really do think it's location-based where you live in Wisconsin, because when I lived in Milwaukee and Kewaskum, I thought Green Bay was up north. And now that I live here, I don't feel like it's that much up north.
It's tropical.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I think Highway 29.
29, that's Toshano, right, from Green Bay? I think that's the road you take.
I think so.
I would agree with that. I would also say maybe Wausau. All right, we'll discuss all of this. We're going to discuss all this. We're going to read your text. And when we come back, we'll have a lot of fun. Aaron Zomers is here, folks, assisting Conrad and myself. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Only one thing I can't say. He didn't
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting from beautiful downtown Madison on a gorgeous, little steamy, hot summer night. I don't want to brag, but I played a little bingo in college. Yeah, were you on the bingo team?
We didn't have one at UW-Milwaukee.
So stupid. I played a little bingo in college. What do you say to, like, I've had people come up to me and say, like, you know, back when I was in better shape, you know, because I'm a mountain of muscle, they'd say, hey, did you play? But I wasn't a huge guy. So they, hey, you look like you could have played a little D3 football in college. And I'd be like, yeah, thanks. But how do you do that? Like, how do you, bingo is just all luck. So, hey, you look like a lucky guy. Did you ever play bingo in college?
It's like saying you could play roulette. You look like you can play red. You look like you're lucky.
Play a little roulette. I had to today. I was on customer service. This drives me bananas, and I'm sure I've talked about this before on the show at some point. But if I hear one more time, we are experiencing longer than usual hold times. It's if every time I call, that's played. That is the usual hold time. Hire some people and have better customer service. Don't give me that BS. We don't know what happened. We're never this busy. You are every time I call. And I end up holding for 17 minutes. It's ridiculous. Conrad, will you Google the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, sure.
Take a memo. Our question of the night, folks, is where does Up North start in Wisconsin? John and Gordy had good answers. John said just north of 94. And in Milwaukee, I think that's not correct. I think you have to go a little farther north than that. So I would say Wausau. Zommer said Highway 29. You said Green Bay when you were a kid, but you think that's not true now.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, would you consider any part of Door County up north?
Yeah, I would. I think north of... Really, I'll say north of Green Bay, really.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm only saying that because I live in that area kind of too, but I don't know. It's all relative, I guess, right?
I feel like... Because I just went there this past weekend, and when I was there, it kind of feels like it's up north, like... Because the towns aren't as big, but they're touristy, and then, you know...
Yeah.
I do like Egg Harbor, though. That's a great town.
Oh, I love Door County. All of Door County is gorgeous. Even on the lake side, I think the bay side is a little prettier, maybe a little more picturesque, but the Lake Michigan side has its own charm. Before we read these texts, we got to play catch up here because overnight, well, this actually came in yesterday from our pal Tony Zimmerman yesterday who texted. We either missed it or it was when we were off the air, and it was what poster was on your wall, your bedroom wall, when you were growing up. Some people said Farrah Fawcett's. A lot of people said sports figures. Conrad had a sports shrine in his bedroom. I had Catherine Bach and Walter Payton. I had varied interests. Tony Zimmerman, Civic Media Zone, says, what do you mean was? Doesn't everybody still have a poster of Bob Dole on their bedroom wall? And not only did Tony have a picture of Bob Dole on his bedroom wall, he had young Bob Dole before everything started to sag. That's a great poster, Tony. I don't really think Tony has that up on his wall. And then we missed one overnight, Conrad. Where was that text? We got a text overnight because we were talking about a friend of mine who heard back. He put an offer in on this apartment. He said, would you take lower? He contacted the landlord to try to see if she would accept his bid. And she said something like, I can't talk. She said, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten back to you. I've been running poop. And overnight, we got a text from Caesar in Madison who thinks she meant I've been running. I'm pooped. That makes sense. Still a weird response. I don't think you ever put poo in a business text in any context, even if it's just part of a word. Funny that way. Thank you, Caesar, from the 608. Much appreciated. Our question tonight is, where does up north start in Wisconsin? And Cam from Appleton had a little fun with Photoshop and gave me a really tall forehead. And I think he means that, like, that's where up north starts, in my head. Cam, get another hobby, will you? Making me look
your
bad,
head's
buddy.
Starting to look like a thumb there.
Looks huge. Chris Casper, he's in the 608. Our pal Casper says Tomahawk. Yeah, that's definitely up north. Beautiful area. Vacation land. Marilyn from Columbus says Portage has a sign that reads where the north begins. You know, Gordy said that before the new, when they were on for Maggie, when I was a guest on their show. And I think those guys disagreed with that because Portage is only like, what, 20 minutes from Madison?
Yeah.
But you could argue that the Wisconsin Dells are north because a lot of people from the south go to the Wisconsin Dells, whether it's southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, whatever. The Dells just seems north because it's like vacation land. Thanks, Marilyn. Steve from Florida, Conrad's pop, says, I have always thought that once I get past Wausau, I'm passing the mark on my journey up to northern Wisconsin. Yeah, I agree. That's for me too, Steve. I think Wausau is a good equator, so to speak. Casper again says, get off my lawn, shakes fist in the air. Maybe Casper was texting kids that were on his, that were actually on his lawn instead of yelling at them from the porch. What do you think of that one, Con?
I think he was talking about your complaint about...
about what?
About service. I can't think of the word.
Maybe he's really shaking his fist at me. There's some tension brewing between me and Casper. Remember the other night I said I think I could take him. I'd hit him fast and I'd hit him low, Conrad.
I don't.
Casper would not know what hit him.
I don't believe in you.
He can't sound engineer his way out of that one. all right, we'll read more of your texts throughout the course of the show. Where does up north start in Wisconsin? And Chris Casper, for the love of God, I hope you know I'm kidding. We're coming right back with Wisconsinology.com founder Frank Anderson. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. My stomach is sick.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Wreckage of a Siberian airliner with about 50 people on board has been located. BBC's Olga Malchevska.
They managed to find the parts of the plane around one of the mountains in the region. The plane was hidden from the city of Khabarovsk and it was going to the town of Tinda, which is in Russian north.
Brian Koberger was sentenced to life without parole yesterday for killing four University of Idaho students by Judge Stephen Hippler.
Truth be told, I'm unable to come up with anything redeeming about Mr. Koberger because his grotesque acts of evil have buried and hidden anything that might have been good or intrinsically human about him.
The organization Global Footprint Network says it is Earth Overshoot Day when demand for ecological resources exceeds what the Earth can regenerate in a year.
This year is the earliest overshoot day ever.
Global Footprint founder Mattis Walkernagel. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all are trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears, Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, we celebrate democracy and what can make it stronger, what reforms are needed. I got all-star guests for the entire show. This is going to be a special one, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Get up, folks. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, think it is the
welcome back. Great to have you with me on this beautiful Wednesday night in the state of summer, also known as Wisconsin. Just a beautiful night statewide here. Is it nice there, Conrad? I could use one of your weather forecasts.
It is. There's an overcast now. It's raining. I heard some thunder. It is dark now at 6:30.
In Green Bay?
Yeah.
Oh. I just literally checked my weather app. What is going on with Apple weather? I think Krieger weather is where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it just turned dark 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
All right. Do you feel safe?
I do feel safe in the WGBW studios.
Let us know if we need to call someone or call a priest or whatever. Okay, folks, this is fun. We've got a great show tonight. Our question is, where does Up North start in Wisconsin? We've heard a few different places. Portage. John Peterson thinks anywhere north of I-94 in Milwaukee. I say north of Green Bay or Wausau, and there's been a few other answers, but text us and let us know at 855-752-4842. We will read your text on the radio. You can text us on the stream or the app, but be part of the show. It's always more fun when you guys participate. Right now, actually at 735 too, this is a cool thing. Kaylin Cole will be here. We are getting a preview of her new song that drops in 2 days, a sneak peek or a sneak listen. Conrad, are you excited about that?
I actually listened to it already, and it's amazing.
I have not listened to it yet, and I have not listened to it on purpose. So I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm preparing to be dazzled. And Kaylin will be here in studio listening with us. It'll be really fun. But right now, it's always a thrill to welcome my next guest. He is a showbiz renaissance man, as I call him. He is the founder of Wisconsinology.com, which is a wealth of infotainment about our awesome state. He's a director, a producer, and an incredible musician. And he joins us now, Frank Anderson. Hey, buddy.
G. Rover Cripes.
No, that sounded Wisconsin.
I promised I wouldn't swear anymore. So now I'm going to only swear in 1850s. Swear.
That'll work. Dadgummit. Yeah. I like those old-time swear words, Frank. Those are fun.
Oh, gosh, all Potomac. They're great.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, really good, really good. Are we going to talk about my complicated hero?
Yes, but I want to preface this by saying to the listeners that Frank Anderson, folks, has the uncanny ability to tie anything that's ever happened since the history of time to Wisconsin. It's an incredible talent. And it's all factual. It's all factual. So, absolutely, Frank. Let's start with Davy Crockett. I saw this, and if any of you get a chance to follow Frank on social media, he's a great follow, and check out Wisconsinology.com. That's where I saw your post about Davy Crockett, a new statue in Neenah. He joins Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. How do you tie Davy Crockett to Wisconsin other than the statue?
I cannot. Davy Crockett to Wisconsin.
What?
That's yes, you hit his heel. I love Davy Crockett, and I know a lot about Davy Crockett. And he's such an amazing, complicated man.
Hey, Frank, hold on a second. We're having a connection issue. Con, should we try him back?
Yeah, I'll give him a call back.
He's kind of coming in and out. I think we have a bad connection. Maybe we just need to reestablish or something. But we'll get Frank because I don't want to miss a word Frank says. So we'll reconnect with Frank and see if we can do a little better there. So yeah, there is a new Davy Crockett statue in Neenah, and I saw this on Frank's Facebook page. There is also a Thomas Jefferson statue and a Ben Franklin statue. So Frank has a complicated relationship with Davy Crockett, and I cannot wait to hear about it. But until we get Frank back, I'm going to read a couple texts. Our question of the night is, where does Up North start in Wisconsin? I say north of Wausau, because I feel like Wausau is kind of up north, but it's still like, I don't want to use the word civilization, but because it's kind of, you know, Wausau's a decent-sized city, but it's still up there. So I'm going to say Wausau. Conrad said north of Green Bay. Conrad's mom, Paula Krieger, chimes in. Her area code, for those of you listening, is 920. She says anything north of Green Bay. Krieger family is in agreement. Jim from Appleton says, traditionally, up north begins at Highway 29. Having lived in Appleton and Rhinelander, I'm more inclined to say Highway 10 is where up north begins. That's interesting. You go west on 10 from Appleton to like Waupaca, Wisconsin Rapids. He says Stevens Point is way is, oh, he says Stevens Point is up north in my world. Okay, that sounds good, Jim. I can go with that. Chris Casper, answering our question from last night, what poster did you have on your bedroom wall when you were growing up? He says Michael Jordan wings poster. I don't know what that is, Chris. I assume just a Michael Jordan poster, but I don't get the wings thing. But always good to have Casper be part of the show. And I will stay off your lawn, Chris. Tony the Trucker from the 608 says, Pete, you, John, and Gordy need to do more shows together. Great radio. Well, thank you, Tony the Trucker. I appreciate that. He says, for some up north starts at the first town they come to whose name they struggle to pronounce. Fun to hear how they butcher the names. That's true. You get a lot of those like Indian or Native American names, and I don't know, some of them can be tough. That's a good way to put it, though. Thank you, Tony, and thank you for the compliment. Listening in the 715, I believe anything above Highway 8 is unquestionably up north, with the stretch of 51 north of Wausau being sort of the gateway to the North Woods. The Dells gets honorable mention. I agree. I think the Dells is up north just because so many people go there from further south, and it just seems like I kind of equate up north in Wisconsin with vacation land. Because as a kid, I went up to Three Lakes and Eagle River a lot. So I would say the Dells too, because it just sounded like it was up north. Tom from Monona says, hey, Pete, up north starts at Wausau. If you start an OnlyFans thing, you can sell some of Pete's junk candles. Oh, man. Good memory, Tom. Because I was talking about Gwyneth Paltrow. She had a perfume or something that she tried to capture the essence of her private parts, the scent, if you will. So I was gonna try to compete with her. But I wouldn't do that to the general public. I wouldn't release a product that smells like really any of my body parts. But thank you for your, thanks for remembering, Tom. Conrad, how are we doing with Frank?
I think the overcast is interrupting it a little bit.
Oh, no. The weather?
Yeah. Because I can only get one ring for his phone. So,
can we get him on the stream somehow?
I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, text him and see if he can do the stream. We'll figure this out. Susan from McFarland says, greetings, gentlemen. Always a good show. Enjoy listening to you almost daily, actually. Well, thank you, Susan. Great to have you. She says, up north depends on if you live in Illinois, which might be the Madison area, or if you live in Madison, it might be the Black River Falls area. Yeah, really, Wisconsin. Like, when I was a kid, Wisconsin just sounded like this mecca of beautiful vacation land. The whole state, just the word Wisconsin. It's always been kind of a sort of a paradise word for me, dating back to my childhood, because we didn't even care where we were going in Wisconsin. We were going pretty far up north, but we just knew it as Wisconsin. So that's a great way to put it, Susan. She says, anyway, keep doing the job you're doing. Also, I called about my printer, and they said I had a 57-minute wait time? That can't be. Wow. I feel bad for complaining now, Susan, because I had like an 8-minute hold time, and I think I ended up holding for 17 minutes. But 57 minutes. They should have more people standing by to help with ink cart problems, I think. Thank you for the text. Janet from Madison, she's in the 608. When I drive up to Eagle River, I start getting up north vibes around Stevens Point, but I think it really starts at Wausau, in my opinion. Great question. Thank you, Janet. We owe this question to the Krieger family. Conrad, you should have taken credit for this one.
Well,
your family's getting all the credit.
Yeah, I should have, because it was my brother's idea.
It's not too late to throw them under the bus. I know you have issues with your family sometimes. Are we in the air? John Murray from Madison answering last night's question says, Farrah Fawcett, yes. Farrah Fawcett was on my wall too, John, and in my heart as a 10-year-old boy. I don't even know why I liked her then. I was kind of too young to have a crush on someone, but I did. Lance from Jefferson, he's in the 224. He says, the trees change starts at Wausau. All right, that's a good one too. That's good, Lance. I think Wausau's our winner so far, Con. John Murray from Madison says, Point Beach State Forest is the first thing that is up north. Con, can you go to the Google? Where is that Point Beach State Forest? Conrad, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Thought you took a powder.
It says it's in Two Rivers.
I would say Door County. And Two Rivers is just south of Door County. A little bit south of Door County. I think Door County is definitely north. John says, above it, you will die without shelter. Above it, you will die without shelter. What's he talking about? The wilderness?
The wilderness, yeah. The bears, yeah. The ticks.
Okay. I'm an inside guy. I'll take his word for it. How are we doing with Frank? Do we need 86 Frank's visit? I hope not.
I think that the weather is, because I can only get one ring to his phone.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Frank said, he just texted me, storm problems, can't get through. All right, we'll adjust. That's too bad. All right, we'll reschedule Frank or we'll keep trying. Maybe if he has an internet signal, yeah, we can get Frank on the stream. We'll see what happens. But our question of the night, folks, is where does up north start in Wisconsin? Most people seem to think Green Bay or Wausau. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, when you get north of where 94 goes west from Eau Claire, I grew up in Douglas County and now live in southern Sauk County. Yeah, that's definitely north. Up there when you get up north of, that's the 94 that's up north, John, not in Milwaukee. North of 94 in Milwaukee is not up north. Lance from Jefferson says, Black River Falls, Wausau, Peshtigo. He just drew a line across the state. That's a pretty good line. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, we'll keep trying to get Frank. We'll see how we do. And it's not, I love when people, you guys are always welcome to chime in about anything, whether it's, you know, hold times like I was complaining about before. If you played bingo in college and you want to brag about your old bingo days, if you were a standout bingo player, you're welcome to do that. But chime in on anything we're talking about. I'm going to tell you guys about what I've been watching, a new show on Netflix, and I liked it. And I'll give you a little rundown after the break. And we'll read more of your texts. And you know what I want to play, too, is that Nick Offerman clip. That was great.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That was great. And then the Seinfeld. Seinfeld did a classic episode. I saw an interview with Jerry recently where he said they never killed off a character on the show. And he felt like, you know, it was kind of an edgy show. So they felt like they should do that. And they were wondering if they could get away with it. Well, they did it. And we'll play that clip coming up, too, if we can't get Frank, because it's very funny and it's George at his best. And we'll do that after the break. We'll see if we can get Frank. We'll read more of your texts. We got a lot going on here tonight. Kaylin Cole is here at 7:35. We're getting a sneak preview of her new song. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes. A mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me.
That you tells see me going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes, James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab, but this is Nightlight. Right after I said it was a gorgeous night in Wisconsin, because my app was wrong, and it's beautiful here in Madison, you tell me there's like this incredible storm in Green Bay.
Yes.
And it cost us a guest.
It did.
Do we have Frank back?
He was in, and then he's gone.
And now he's out?
I think the internet might have went out.
He's so in, he's out.
I think we just reschedule it and have him for the full time next time.
I have so many questions for Frank. Oh, we'll figure it out. Maybe we could book him Friday.
Yeah, I'll email him.
We'll figure it out. You're not here Friday. Conrad's taking a couple days off the next two nights, right? So we'll have Zomers here or Dom, right?
I believe that it is Aaron on Friday and Dom tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Because I had these great questions. I want to talk about this Davy Crockett statue in Neenah. And I finally stumped Frank. I said he was the guy that could tie everything that has ever happened in the world to Wisconsin somehow. And he's very good at doing that. But I did stump him right before we lost him. He said, I can't tie Davy Crockett to Wisconsin, other than the fact that there's a statue of him now in Neenah. So, all right. Well, Frank Anderson, we will we'll get you back somehow, buddy. And sorry to our guest, because Frank is a good guest. Okay, so our question of the night, folks, is where does up north start in Wisconsin? Most people seem to think it's around Wausau, Green Bay, right in that nape of the way, neck of the woods. I kind of agree with Lance. This was a great text. He said, Black River Falls, Wausau, and Peshtigo. You can just kind of draw a line across the upper, maybe the 67th percent north of the state line, if that's a technical term. Joel from Madison, that's the 608, says north of Highway 8 is north, in quotes. Yep, I could agree with that. Well done, Joel. Daniel from Menasha, our pal Daniel, says, was just standing outside watching the cold and warm fronts collide. Saw some swirling, but no funnels. I know tornadoes are horrendous to have ripped through your town, but part of me so wants to see one in person. Anyone else have that odd wish?
I do not.
I think you're on an island there, buddy.
I definitely don't.
Especially not while I'm standing on my front porch. There was a video that went viral a couple months ago of this woman or girl yelling at her parents to get in the basement. And they wanted to stay upstairs in the living room and look out the picture window at the tornado. They could see it like across the street. And she was yelling at them violently to go to the basement. And they opted to watch the tornado. You're not alone, Daniel. It just won't be me keeping you company. Everett from Sun Prairie says, hey, Pete and Conrad, sorry if it's already been pointed out. I'm late to the party, but as I understand it, north of Highway 8 is the accepted position of up north. Although I like to think of the three bluff-like cutouts along the highway as the gateway to the North Woods when I'm headed up to the lake. Yep, Highway 8 is another one. We've heard that before. You're not late to the party, Everett. Great to have you. We have heard a couple other people said Highway 8 as well, so that's a good answer. Everett added, oop, someone just got it. Yes, he heard us read the other text. So, well, be careful out there, folks. If you're in the Fox Valley or Northeast Wisconsin, watch where you're going. And if you really want to see a tornado, go to Daniel's house. I think that's a little crazy. Let's, Con, let's play that clip. So we're very polarized, folks. And I know sometimes I've never been one of those people that's like, you know, yes, I've been in showbiz my whole adult life, but I've never been one of those people that's like, you know, we have all the answers, but, you know, our opinions are as important as anybody else's in society. So I don't like when people say sports figures shouldn't speak up or entertainment people shouldn't speak up. We're all entitled to our opinion. Nick Offerman has a great one. This is him just talking about us being polarized, and I think it's a great clip.
In our world right now, there is a lot of divisive rhetoric. A lot of our information streams make money off of turning us against each other in as binary a way as possible. Whatever you think, you should be shaking your fist at some other people who don't think that. And you should sign up to our channel to find out more about who you should shake your fist at. And I think the way through that is through familial affection and community and understanding that we are all neighbors, we're all sharing these natural resources with each other. And so instead of encouraging violence or lethality or machismo, we should encourage affection for each other and all things, even vegetarians.
I mean, talk about, and that's what comedians bring to the table. The guy makes a great point and then ends it on a joke. And I know there's a lot in the news, and I haven't really gone into the Colbert thing too much, but he's an incredible talent, and I'm going to miss him. I don't watch his show every night. I saw it sporadically, and mostly I would just watch clips online. But we need people who can make light of these times, and that was great. I love that clip from Nick Offerman. We've got a couple of Seinfeld clips, too, we'll play after the news. Our question of the night is, where does up north start in Wisconsin? Good, Conrad, you got to give you a tip of your hat to your family. It's a good question.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, Kenosha, maybe.
You can change your answer?
Kenosha, for sure.
I say Racine. Get Stuart Waddles on the blower. Let's ask him. He's our guy in Southeast Wisconsin. Tony the Trucker says, Pete missed last night's question. The Three Stooges and Marilyn Monroe on the stream is great. So Tony the Trucker had a poster up of the Three Stooges and Marilyn Monroe. Awesome stuff. We'll read more of your text after intermission. Act two is coming up next. Maybe we'll get a surprise guest. Maybe we'll just keep playing clips and talking about our text. We're having a great time here at Nightlight. And I'm going to tell you about a show I'm watching. I teased it before, but now I'm serious, folks. After the news, that's coming up. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, an Ivy League university settled up with the Trump administration. Correspondent Jared Hill has details from New York.
Columbia University is offering a major payout to the federal government, over $200 million in exchange for nearly $400 million in canceled research funding. The Trump administration pulled the money in March, saying Columbia didn't do enough to protect Jewish students from harassment during protests over Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. On social media, President Donald Trump posted Columbia would pay an additional $20 million to Jewish employees.
The Wall Street Journal reports Attorney General Pam Bondi told the president months ago his name appeared in files related to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Yesterday, lawmakers on Capitol Hill voted to subpoena the Justice Department and Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's serving 20 years in a Tallahassee prison.